doing the bike, and I had to roll up my pants into socks because they'd get caught in the chain if I didn't roll them inside socks. That's when I started. And then I got used to it. And then winter came, and I didn't understand how anybody could walk around without socks over their pants. It was too cold because I'd gotten used to that warmth. I was always amazed that women would be going to work in the subways, and they would have they just had their nylons on or something. I don't know how women do that. In the winter, they didn't have much covering their legs and ankles.
Yeah, vanity. Vanity, vanity, Bob, vanity.
Yes. So there's a whole bunch of traumatic. We did the beater, and then I'm sure we did something in the late 80s, and then in the 90s. Every now and then, Sue had to go through whatever paroxysm we had been told was going to happen.
Yeah. The world is ending. The world is ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that great song?
It's after the end of the world.
But I feel fine.
Yes, but a Sun Ra
is
better.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
No, a Sun Ra, it's after the end of the world, and don't you know that yet.
Now,
it's after the end of the world, don't you know that yet.
No, this is a Newfoundland drinking song, Bob. It's the end of the world as I know it, as we know it, and I feel fine.
Oh, I know that. But what's his name? Sun Ra's better. We went for a honeymoon to New York to witness three concerts of Sun Ra in the week of July 22nd, 1970, and every night we listened to the song, and he'd go on for hours with it. It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? No wonder we get into the afterworld. That's how we celebrated our honeymoon. We were serenaded with that song.
Yeah, with Steve.
Three different concerts.
His honeymoon with Steve.
It was not catalog to get through customs. But it was mainly me and Steve.
Yeah. So where did Steve sleep?
That's our Bob.
What'd you say, Carol, Sue, about Steve?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, where did Steve sleep? Did Steve sleep in the bathtub or in the middle?
We had a two-bedroom thing. I don't remember being in our room.
Oh!
But he was in the same room.
So Carolyn slept in one room, and Bob slept in one room. That made it convenient.
That's smart.
You see, Carolyn would have to go to sleep early, and then we'd have many hours that she was not aware of what was being done.
Right, and then when she'd get up, then Bob would go, then she'd get up, and then
I'd go to bed.
Just like they do it now, just like now. It's so different, it's all good.
Now, so Steve comes up today.
Out,
I was reading, did you hear me, Sue, reading about the 70s music magazines, Cream, Hit Parader, Circus. Did you hear me reading?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what I don't tell them, because they don't know Steve, but Steve, that's what I talk to Steve about all the time. We both read these magazines, and we would discuss the writers. And it began with Bowers East Village Other in the 60s. We'd read about Dean Latimer's column called Decomposition. So I'm still having the dialogue like this. I just got an email from Steve. It just continues. He's always sending me, great Jay's a jazz expert, and he's sending me things to play on the show and other stuff. So here's today's missive.
What about the time for the mental doodle? Time for the mental doodle.
That's right. What is it, 4:59? It just came in. George Reynolds, who you met, Sue, at Michael Blake Reed's funeral.
Yes.
His wake. Funeral.
Yeah, George Reynolds, his messages come in right at 5 o'clock for the last 12 years. They come in every right in the middle of the show. And he just called it. I just got on here. I see his name. Ion says it, and I look up. Yeah, 5 o'clock. He's 6 hours. That's 11 o'clock. He sends out 11 o'clock. Mental doodle number 729. It's called toothpaste. Now, here's what's interesting. I actually brushed my teeth 15 minutes ago. I never brushed my teeth in the show, but I ate something crummy, so I had to brush my teeth. And then the topic is toothpaste. See how tight my life is? Meanwhile, here's the latest review. Now, that, Steve knows music enough that he could be a music critic. So he sends this documentary, Frank Zappa and the Mother's Invention in the 60s documentary. And I guess it's a new documentary. So he says, hey, Bob, you watch so much Zappa on YouTube that you've probably already seen this. But because you haven't sent it to me yet, maybe you haven't seen it. See, we monitor what each other is consuming. If not, take a look. Then he says, as you know, I was a massive Zappa fan during the first few years of his recording career. But by the 1970s, his increasing penchant, here's his art critic self, his increasing penchant for juvenile lyrics resulted in me losing interest in much that he did. Consequently, I consider a documentary focused on his work in the 1960s to be ideal, and that's what we have here. It's certainly not perfect, because for starters, it's not even complete. As the uploader says, quote, because WMG kept blocking this video for the use of music by Larry Wildman Fisher, of all people, I was forced to remove the last 10 to 15 minutes, including the end credits. And that's Warner, who Zappa, you know, sued and all that. So Warner, again, is interrupting in Zappa's legacy. So they delete a part of the documentary because of Warner Music Group bothers Steve. Then Steve says, the other annoying features that I find myself in. Now look at this critical, he's talking serious to me. I'm the only guy who gets these, I'm his audience. The other annoying feature is that I find myself in significant disagreement with much of what the three critical talking heads have to say. For example, Ben Watson, who was my friend in England, and we did a whole series on Zappa and McLuhan, 36 radio shows in London in 2009, and then Ben wanted to talk to Zappa, so I brought JW in on one of our recorded shows for the radio, and then we get him, Ian comes forth, and then we get Frank, and Ben talks to Frank for about 5 minutes, and he says, this is shit, I don't like this. And he refused to talk to Frank anymore, and I had to carry the interview for another half hour, an hour, talking to Frank, so I can send that to everybody. I can post it. It's ridiculous. He decided that he didn't like talking to a spirit. And when you listen to what Frank said, it's exactly what Frank was about. It never been said so clearly as I described what Frank was doing. So anyways, Ben Watson, certainly Steve has read Ben Watson's book, one of the better books on Zappa. So he says, for example, Ben Watson says that the Mother's second album, Absolutely Free, was, quote, hard to listen to, and one had to persevere in order to find its worth. Now that's a ridiculous statement. I would agree with Steve. And Steve says, I found the album to be excellent and extremely listenable right from the first time I heard it. So he's sort of puzzled by why Ben's saying that. Then he says, there's a similar negative reaction from the other British critic who found Lumpy Gravy to be a hard slog. Yet I remember you and me enjoying its brilliance as we played it over and over much of the summer of 68. That's true. And we played it for Don McBrady, too, and Christine Hart and all that. We played Lumpy Gravy all through the summer of 68. Anyway, despite its significant, see how he writes like a critic? Anyway, despite its significant drawbacks, what more than redeems the documentary is the many segments featuring interviews with former mothers Jimmy Carr Black, Bunk Gardner, Artie Tripp, and Don Preston, plus some interesting footage from the band. It's worth a look, Bob. So then he gives me the link. So that's the dialogue that I have all the time been having, and what I'm posting on the New Explorations Group forum about when this guy's asking me if I ever read Cream and all that. So then Steve says there is a particular part, Frank Zappa and the Mother Invention, parts 12 and 13. He says, as it happens, this documentary was previously uploaded in 13 separate sections, and the 15 or so missing minutes from the end of the full-length documentary can be heard by listening to the latter half of part 12 and the whole of part 13. Well, that's good. To hear what's missing from the first video, tune in around the 5:30 mark of part 12 and then listen to all of part 13. He typed all this shit out. Then he says, I'll include the link to part 13 here, but you probably won't need it because when I listen to part 12, it automatically jumps right into part 13. This is either the guy's got nothing else to do than to correspond with Bob, or he's very generous with his time. So, there's the whole music criticism world that evokes me getting carried away, telling them I'm going to be immortal, and Carolyn caught the COVID virus a few hours ago.
Bob, you've had many bromances in your life, but you always come back to beautiful Carolyn.
Right. Who's a tomboy? So that's the only reason.
No, yeah.
She had to be half male. Because in the end, Bob is a homosexual. Bob is a gay boy. Well, let's admit it.
No. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. He's got a new thing.
What are you saying?
Now. He's got a new fantasy now. He's got a granny porn channel.
Pornhub,
and now he's taking up necrophilia. He shows up to Carolyn's Monday night show trying to pick up the old dead ladies that have recently passed. He likes them when they're freshly dead. He says it's not necrophilia if the body's still warm. He wants the body nice and cold. It's never just nothing. No virus.
Not necrophilia. The body's still warm, Carolyn.
What's that?
So, I think, have we exhausted all avenues of stimulation?
Oh, God.
Oh, it was fun. Thank you.
Okay, so, yeah. Sue, here's an interesting point. We're going to bring Jack on, and they apparently have the ascension disease. So I want you to stay on and listen. You might find what they're going to say.
They may be dead by now after this. That was supposed to be 11 minutes ago. Carolyn's packing her shit. She's finna go to bed. Birds ain't even got on yet. We ain't done the Book of the Dead yet. Lord,
I thought it was supposed to be 15 minutes you were giving me, Bob.
I knew we weren't, but Carol thought it was 15 minutes.
At least.
That's Carol's
least
rule. It didn't work. Not her show.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we do. We'll bring in Jack and Jermaine.
Thanks, Ion. Thanks, Bob. It was fun.
You're welcome, darling. We adore you, sweet Sue.
Yeah, so don't hang up. You might want to say something to Jermaine. What the hell?
Okay,
Jermaine died. She ain't here anymore. Jermaine,
they got right to the edge of the fences and said, we done.
Yo, ho, you make it?
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, we here.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Hey, Bob. Hey, Ion. Hey, Carolyn. What's going on?
Hello.
Hey, guys.
You got the skinniest goddamn frog we've ever seen in our whole living life. Why are you such an amazing frog?
That motherfucker
needs to eat a rabbit. He needs to eat a fly or a bug or something. That shit is, he's dead. He's like he's been run over by something. What's up with that?
It couldn't be too big. You know, it was just something that I wanted to put on. You know, of something that you told me a while ago that I really felt. And I, like, you know, when I got it, I was like, yo, I really like this fucking frog shit. I really like it. So I was like, you know what, let me get it. And so I got it on my hand. So, you know, it was more one of those things where I felt it when I got it. You know, I feel a part of it. So.
Bob, hold on 1 second. Bob, do you remember at the end of Fringe, every single episode of Fringe had that frog?
Yes.
The very end of it. That frog was, that's what the frog he got, too, by the way.
Oh, really?
So Jack doesn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jack doesn't know what, he probably doesn't even know what Fringe is, but he's heard about it a little from us, maybe.
Well, the tech body gave me that frog. The tech body gave me that frog. I typed in Costa Rican frog, because, of course, Jermaine's Costa Rican. I was like, let me get something that's like. And then the angle was the one I wanted, and that's the one that, you know, I chose, and it worked out, I guess.
Well, I'm looking at Carol's picture of it, and it looks a little thin. I think I agree with Ion.
That's the same picture.
The Ion is cool. We like the block. We like the block. The block. The Ion block.
You like
the blocking of the Ion. That's good.
The block letters.
It's simple.
Yeah.
It's simple.
I got that.
It's simple.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I just got the other side. I got to send on the other side. Same lettering though.
Yeah.
So, it's funny.
It's not as good looking.
My whole life.
It's not as good looking. It's not as good looking as the Ion one and the Paleolithic frog.
But you know what's funny? I've been doing like this my whole life, right? Like I met Jermaine because I got carpe diem on me. I used to always like get words on me that I could read that remind me of like, you know, and the Ion and ascend and like I really feel that shit. So that's something I've been doing my whole life. So it's just not something I'm adding on.
Why don't you get sesquipedalian sleeved out on your dick?
Hold on, what does that mean? I don't know what that word means. I don't know that one.
Bob, tell him what sesquipedalian is.
That's someone who knows how to analyze and define big words. Use big words.
User of big words. And see, that way you can, sesquipedalian, and then when you're not erect, it won't read the same way. And then when you get it going, it'll be a sesquipedalian. It'll be a big word.
How about that? Might hurt on my dick. That might hurt. That doesn't
resonate. You like the pain. You like the pain. You like the pain.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, so look, I want to jump right into it, right? So, I'm going to break this down to you've always said whenever I talk to you to get naked, and you always say, you know, it's stressing me down to me. Yeah. So, you know.
And we always know when you're, not.
Yep. So I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got the blanket on because Jilla's around. I don't hear seeing my meat or anything.
All right.
So.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
It do what it do. So, you know, recently I was like coming out and I had this little thing on my back. And I remember when I was in Hawaii with Bob and Carolyn, I had it on my back and Jermaine was like, yo, you're just not drying your back. You just got to dry your back because the water is damping up. So I'm like, all right, cool. Let me just make sure that I dry my back more. So it went away when I did that. And then recently I just, because I haven't been paying attention to it. And then like I woke up one day, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? This shit is like huge on my back. And I'm big with my skin. I don't fuck around with my skin. Like I've always been like that since a child. My mom.
You have baby skin. You have perfect dermis. We know perfect complexion. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah. So you know, I'm taking a shower, drying my back, and I'm like, oh, this shit is getting bigger. So I say, Jermaine, look at my back, yo. What's this shit? She goes, I told you to dry your back. I'm like, nah, fuck that. This ain't no like dry your back shit. I've been drying my back. This has got a little bit bigger. And the first thing, whenever something happens, first thing I do is like, I got to call Carolyn. I got to text her or email her. So I sent Carolyn email, and then, like, right away she sent me back, like, broke down, like, two options what it could be. So I saw what it was. And then I also remember, like, wait, let me think about this. Like, it's on my body and it's on my back, something that I don't really see unless I look behind me or look in the mirror. So I'm like, I remember Ian's talking about the bacteria in the body and like bacteria is good. And when you're ascended, you have bacteria. Mm-hmm. So then when I was talking to Carolyn, she was like, yeah, maybe it has something to do with that. And it struck something in my mind to ask you because I know I'm on the ascension process. I think I'm ascended. I don't fucking know. I don't care. But I mean, I think this has something to do with that process. And I kind of want to talk to you about that. Does it have anything to do with it?
It is a shift and change in your dermis. We got that. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. there is an irritant that you're having to deal with or overcome. And mm-hmm. it also lets you know this perfect toned epidermis and dermis that you engage is mm-hmm. changing. And you can look at your hand, those soft fucking hands. You can look at your hand. And even see how the palm of your hand is getting thicker.
Yep.
Take your fingernail, which is also perfect, goddamn it, and scratch your palm of your hand, and you'll feel it. It's actually way thicker.
Yep.
Than it was.
I agree. Well, you said last time I spoke to you that my dermis was thickening. So is this an after effect of my dermis thickening, where it's like this thing on my back is showing me, like, oh, look, you know, obviously your dermis is thickening, That's what's happening to the ascended body. This is what you see that is a representation of that process. Would you say that's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Maybe. Okay. Is it red? Is it angry?
No, it's kind of like light. It's not angry. It's like chilling right now. It's like, you know, it's just there. It's just reminding me, like, yo, we here, we chilling, but we here. So
Size of a quarter, or a little smaller,
No, it's bigger. It's bigger. It takes up about, I mean, it's not my whole back, but like the middle of my back in like a circle about the size of a basketball, maybe.
Is it blowed up at all?
Like raising off my skin, you mean?
Yeah.
No, it's flat. No. It's just, it's like skin discoloration, it looks like. It looks like my back, and then I got, like, spots that are, like, white and light.
Oh, shit. God damn, you got the scabies. Oh, my God. Okay, we got to get you daubed up. Listen, get Jermaine.
It's
get
not scabies. No. Stop it.
Hey, yo, Aya, what's up with you, dog? Aya, what's up with you, man?
You got to have an abolition. You got to have an abolition. You got to have an abolition. An abolition
no.
Right now. Look at the abolition.
What's up with Jack's you, man? Why,
you
though?
About-
Aya, why? Why do you have to say that? You know, why are you fucking with me, man?
Yeah.
Yo, chill out,
man. Aya, Jack's asking you,
you fuck with
about
me.
Non-physical. He asked me.
Yeah.
He didn't
okay.
come to you and ask you about his rash. He came to me. Now he's asking
okay.
you about the non-physical aspect of
okay.
the rash.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, non-physically, here's what you do. You get an Irish
okay.
potato, and you get a potato peeler, and you cut really thin, like sheets, or like peeling a
okay.
potato, but just keeping the white part. Don't wash
yep.
that. Don't wash the peeled part. You know, wash the potato, peel it. Don't use the peeling, but then all the white part. Just take and lay it like if you were, you can't do it, but if she will do it, lay that potato around where it is.
Okay.
It'll take
and what
a
that's
whole
do.
Stack of potatoes. A sack
that's
of potatoes.
That's fine. They got 1,000 pounds of potatoes ain't but $3. It's okay. But
okay. Okay, compare that to a spray with Remag, Pico
yeah.
Silver, and Pico Zinc.
So,
that's
yeah, so
easier.
Carolyn gave me the remedy, and I used it, and it went down the first day I used it. It got smaller.
Yeah, okay. But that's the physical side. You didn't ask about the physical side. You asked about the spiritual side. The spiritual side is from the potato. The potato is a draw. It draws. It draws. The starch in that potato draws. Okay? We're not saying do a drawing salve. We're saying use an Irish potato. If you get the potato pieces, just lay them on a thin layer and leave it alone. Lay on your belly or whatever. Just leave it on there for a while. And
look a while.
See what
look
happens.
A while. 5 minutes, 30 minutes,
an
hour, 2 days.
As long as you can stand it, an hour or
all
two,
right.
or longer if you're not doing nothing. While you're laid up there reading LaRouche, and you're
okay.
reading LaRouche, you can do that. That'd be good. So just lay down in
the Revelation series.
Yeah, there you go. You can nap, fall asleep, whatever. Because once you lay it on your back, and you want it to be there, and you want it to. Be on the skin. It doesn't have to be real thick, but it has to be
mm-hmm.
on the skin. Just lay it out. Just lay it on there, just like if you were covering a pizza. It's brown like that. And then, from the spiritual side, if that's the case, here's the thing. You want a proof. Otherwise, you'd know. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's no
mm-hmm.
issue with your meat sack body. That's the part where your spinal cord is starting to change. Because you're starting to get the hit. What you really, really, really is time for you to have is some bread, Bob's Bread of Living Water. That's what it's time for. But we're going to use an Irish potato to take the starch and lay out that dermis to see how far it's going to go. You'll see.
Okay.
Now, do all that what Carolyn said do. Knick-knack, patty-whack, give a dog a bone. Whatever she tells you to do, that's what you do. Until you get the abolition, then it'll be... That'd be
what?
Great fun. That'd be great. That'd be great
hey,
fun.
So,
anyway,
so, Ion.
Lay the Irish potato. We're going to tell you. Lay the Irish potato on there. Let it stay on there as long as it will. Then when you're done, you can't take it no more. You won't notice anything. But then you can take a shower if you want to. That's fine. You don't have to. If it dries, it's no big deal. But look at it then. Actually have Jermaine take a digital image before and then do it. And then like after you shower or whatever and dry, then take another image.
Okay.
With the same thing. Don't look at it with your eyes. They'll lie to you.
Mm.
The digital won't. The imitation body's got it. of what we're trying to do. We had to get a spot. We was going to do it on your ass, but you look at your ass. We can't do that. But you don't look at your back, you see.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So that's to put everything else. You won't be looking at all that. See, that's the thing. So we're going to see. It's like
if it was on my dick, I would be looking at that. It would have been a problem.
You know, that's right. That's, well, it wouldn't be a problem. You know it. You know it. Yeah. You know it. But see, all we're talking about here is the shifting of the way your body reproduces cells, skin cells. That's all it is.
Okay, so it's kind of funny that you say get a potato and peel it, and we talk about, you know, the nutritional value in food, and it's funny that you said it's the non-physical side that, you know, I guess potatoes have nutritional value when it comes to non-physical, just not in the meat sack body.
Mm-hmm. Why? It's the width. The starch. It's the starch in the potato. The starch in the potato. It's going to interact with the skin, because the skin is showing up the taglio, is showing up that condition that way of being miscolored or lighter, and then it's responding. And so that's the change of your spinal cord fluid. That's in the back of your head, because now see, Bob, hold on 1 second. This is a point of order for Bob. Hey, Bob, I'm nigga Jack. He took it literal when we said this ain't a thinking man's game. So he just goes with it. He don't think about it. That's moved him up the food chain pretty far because he don't think about it. That's good. Because now what happens is he can get more access or more gain faster than these sighted people because he ain't looking. He's just going with it. That makes it easier, and that makes it actually go a little bit faster for him. That's great. That's why Jermaine digs him, too, because he's effervescent.
Yeah, but it's a novelty for him to have a few thoughts in his head. That's why he's reading McLuhan. He's not very good at it, but he's trying to fill up his head with some
thinking. Well, he's good. Well, no, I know, and we don't want him thinking. We don't want him thinking. He's doing great.
But we're double.
He's doing great.
We are two kinds of people.
Yeah.
So I'm enhancing his spiritual side. You're enhancing his physical side.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to move this so that the pineal has increased just a little bit, and so then that little gland in the behind that starts to make the fluid, the spinal cord fluid, it starts to change.
Oh, shit. So my spinal cord and my dermis sticking on my back is somewhat connected to my pineal gland? Is that what you're saying?
Of course. That's where it changes once it enlarges.
So does the process start with my pineal gland going to my back or my back, which goes to my pineal gland?
Your pineal gland grows a hat. It has a growth on it. Mm-hmm. It becomes aberrated. Okay? And then right behind that in the hypothalamus, there's this little bitty gland that kind of tells where it creates the normal spinal fluid. Well, your spinal fluid is starting to change because you hadn't been thinking about it. And that's showing up in your dermis, about the middle of your back. It's L4 and L5. That's where it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And with talking with Carolyn, we talked about like the symptoms of ascension. And we're talking about how, you know, they're a part of the keys where we judge ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of like explain more about that?
You really don't judge yourself. You see everybody else is fucked up for not buying your shit, not seeing how wonderful you are, and looking at your post and looking at your suggestions and why you're not the most important conversation in the room, and how you like to listen to people as long as they're acknowledging how wonderful it is that they have your attention. So you'll listen to somebody as long as they recognize that you're superior. Yeah. Otherwise, you ain't got no game. Why am I talking to you? I'm not. Okay, good. Let's go. See, and that's good. And the nepotism is great because it pulls you into a side outside of yourself. It's not any kind. Your dear sister will validate that. She will.
Hey, my shout out to my sister. She's been really like tuning in, and like she's been really listening to the archives, and like her last one of the biggest things that helped us is that her last name is Air. So she's been really into like these keys and airs, and asking me a lot of questions about shit I can't
that's
answer.
Bob calls, ask Bob. That's the one. That's the one. That's when Bob calls eschaton.
Yeah. Hey, so crazy. So I don't want to get off topic. I want to talk about Bob a little bit now, because just recently you talked about stuff being obsolete and retrieving it. And, you know, when I think about Bob, I was just listening to the Revelation series. Bob sent it to me, finally. Thanks, Bob. We know that the Bible and, like, religion and all that shit is obsolete. And he seems like Bob is retrieving that knowledge with you. Would you agree with that, that that's obsolete in the new religion?
He never had it. He lived it. There's no religion. This isn't religion, darling. That's a playbook. Is a playbook, you got a pattern for, you have a plays in basketball, if you got game. You have setup. Yep. Is that a religion? No, that's just your setup. That's your quad.
Yeah.
If you're forward, you don't play center.
Got it. So, okay, maybe I have to reword it. So the rules, I mean, the rules of the Bible, the rules of that set up the zeitgeist or set up the environment for most little men, right? But now the environment that we live in is totally different, and it's Bob's environment. And the rules and the setup and the way of thinking is totally different. And I say that because listening to the Revelation series, I heard you say that you wrote the Bible. So now it makes sense that... Now it makes sense that if you think about obsolete and retrieval, you know, NBA obsolete, I'll retrieve it. And, I mean, I have a connection with Bob with certain shit. And I've thought about it like that, getting the Revelation series, like how the fuck does this guy have 23rd Revelations? Like, what the fuck? So I'm like, oh, shit, that's obsolete. And Bob is retrieving it with this new, you know, Dobbstown lockdown Bob rule. So am I on the right track with that? It's like, what Bob is doing and what I'm doing, and almost like Jermaine's fashion is obsolete and she's retrieving it in her way with Fash Ion. Is that how this thing is moving right now?
Yes, but you can't really use it like that. It's the case. In order to talk about Bob, you have to include President Trump.
Okay, well, there you go. I'll talk about that.
Because President Trump has now set the marker. He set the marker. Now, first time, because he got it in the red box, Trump has come out and said, he claims assertively that Joe Biden is, quote, against God.
Mm.
Well, you don't go against God. Mm-hmm. Now, how would President Trump know? Okay, there's where you're coming with, and there's the rub.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, because you say that, you know, the environment is controlled by the tech body, right? And the medium is the message. You know, McLuhan said that Trump is the medium and the message. So therefore, that's how it is, Bob, because the tech body runs everything. And Trump is on the tech body, which is fucking running everyone. So that, I think that's the correlation with Bob and Trump, correct?
Well, Trump is nothing. Trump is just a picture. He's a $3 bill.
Mm-hmm.
He's a novelty. Because he doesn't do anything. Every time he figures out something, he says, we'll see. I don't know. All he gets up and says, I'm the biggest, I'm the best, I'm the greatest. He's like Muhammad Ali. I pity the fool that don't listen to me, you know, and I will whoop a nigga. I will whoop a nigga. That's what I do. You come in with this crazy shit, and if he doesn't know, then he says, well, I'll have to get back to you, or we'll see how it works out, or we'll see what happens. Well, you can't be making all these outlandish statements, and then when it comes to the punchline, says, oh, well, we'll see what happens next. Okay, yeah. Here's the deal. They had a little war about the monies. Bob's been real good about the monies. Notice your stock market's doing real good. Notice your Southern Company's about 55. Now, some people are glad because it's gone up, and other people are mad because it ain't 50 so they can buy some more. But apparently money's pretty cheap these days because now it's going to take $250 billion to function for 30 minutes. Back that off a little bit. Now, Bob said, I'm tired of this. I'm not giving it. We hadn't sold that many revelations. We hadn't sold that many recordings, and they hadn't been doing what they're supposed to do. Well, fuck these numb-nut motherfuckers. They won't ascend. They won't do what they're supposed to. They won't do right. And I'm supposed to fund it. I told them they had to buy or die, and then I gave them the damn money, and they still didn't buy. Oh, hell no. We've had enough of this. We encouraged him to hold on a little bit because we're in the transferal condition. That means we're getting rid of the old, obsolescing the old, and bringing in something new. We're not bringing it back. We're bringing because it never was. This is new for little man. Not new for God, but it's new for little man. Okay, fine. Now, as this obsolescent retrieval goes, now, Bob had to figure out a way. He approved about $1.5 trillion. Well, the damn Republicans, weak as water, them motherfuckers would turn on you and stab you in the back before you could ever start bleeding. They'd do it as long as it serves them, Because left's not right, and right's not left, and three lefts make a wrong, and two lefts make a right, and oh, you can't keep up with it. When AOC becomes middle of the ground, that's bad. And the Republicans are leaning into this shit, too, to the point where the old hardliners, the Gang of Eight, are sitting here going, you people have lost your fucking mind. You owe more money than could ever be made up. We couldn't print. We couldn't afford at this rate. We couldn't afford to print enough fucking monopoly money to pay the bill off if we painted it in $1,000 bills.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid what they're even considering doing. You can't do that. But Bob said just keep typing, so that's what they did. Just keep typing. That's all you got to do. There's no problem. Just keep typing. Goddamn, they shut down the world, and everybody's typing. Everything's just fine. Everybody's doing all right. The Walmart, hey, you said the store. Everybody was full. Money was flowing, wasn't it? Everybody's doing their thing, wasn't it? Ain't no problem. Ain't nobody, you didn't drive by any dead bodies on the way from the store, did you? Okay, so everybody just kept typing. All right, now. Bob has approved another $1.5 trillion. So the Republicans can't get a deal. They was trying to spend $1 trillion. And so they was getting real close, the Republicans and the Democrats. The Republicans wanted the $1 trillion, and the Democrats, yada dog Democrats, wanted $3 trillion.
Who's he approving the money from? Who's he approving the trillion? Like, what's the process? Like, who goes to Bob and says, hey, do you want to prove this $1 trillion? Like, what is that process?
We asked Bob.
Oh, you asked Bob.
We asked Bob. Yeah.
Okay, go.
And then once it's approved, it was not approved until Thursday. And now Trump gets on the TV. You can watch it. You can pull it up on your little tech buddy right now. Trump says he signs the thing. He says we're going to take off the payroll taxes to the end of the year. And if I'm reelected, we're going to get rid of payroll taxes altogether. Ain't no reason to have that. Get the people their money. Well, number one, everybody that's got a job says, fuck, suck my dick, big boy. Come here. Who gets here to me? You. If you can make such a brash statement. He's giving away trillions of fucking dollars. And now he's standing out telling everybody that they're going to not have to pay taxes no more. That's pretty good. If you vote for me or if I win the election, which ain't never going to be, it's going to be mailed in, it's going to be whatever it is, it's going to be wrong. But we already said that already. So anyway, move that back along. He says, I signed it, and the lady jumps on him and says, wait a minute, when are they going to get the money? And he started to say, when the damn Democrats give it to them. The Democrats can't do shit. And the Republicans won't work with nothing, and they don't have permission to do nothing. And then Trump says, we got the money. I signed the bill. I got the money. It's ready right now. When are they going to get the money? Really soon. You'll see. Really quick. $400 a week till the end of the year. That's the unemployment part. Mm-hmm. Now, that's going to be, they're not even through yet. They're still kicking it. You pay people more money than they make in their jobs in a free money thing. They're not going to go to work. Why would they want to go to work if you can make more money sitting at home than going to kill yourself to go to work? I mean, this is amazing. So, anyway, they lock this thing into a position where he has the money, and he puts a caveat. This is how he says it. He says, okay, we're going to get $400 a week. He says, but now this is all done presently when we did it before. It went along with the state's unemployment rules. So if you stay the state of Arizona, if they didn't say you was unemployed, then you didn't get an unemployment check, then you wasn't going to get the stimulus money either. So it goes through the state unemployment rules and regulations. Okay? Fine. Now, he says, now, why we're going to do it? He said, everybody, they've got the money. The states are going to share 25% of this money. They're going to put in 25%. And they said, whoa. What if a governor says they ain't going to put in their 25%? He said, well, they can do whatever they want to do. So basically, what he's saying is, real easy, is if the Yellow Dog Democrats don't kick in their 25%. Now, first of all, they ain't got no damn money. You know this. They was already bankrupt already, and now they ain't got no tax money from all this shit that's closed. They're the ones that's hurting for certain. They trying to make more government, and they can't pay for the government they got. They're talking about defund the police. They can't afford to pay the fucking police. Forget defund the motherfuckers. They ain't got money to pay the police. Okay? So you set that aside. Now, what happens is, it's perfect, because now, if somebody says, well, where's my money, where's my money, he says, ask your goddamn Democrat. You know what? Get you some more goddamn Democrats. You know what? Y'all wonder what the problem is. You ain't got enough fucking Democrats. You need some yeller dog Democrats to run some slap in the ground. That's what you need to do. You need to get you some more Democrats. That'll solve all your ills and trouble. While they're trying to legislate themselves into bankruptcy, Trump's giving away money, real live money, to real live people. And we're here to tell you they're fixing to march the hell. They'll follow that man into the sea. I don't care what color they are. Dead lives matter, motherfucker.
Okay.
It's amazing. He's going to fix it so even the dead's going to vote for Trump. That's what the Democrats are trying to do. They're going to let the illegal aliens vote. He's going to let the dead people vote. That'd be good. They keep dying. So he's going to let the dead people vote by absentee ballot. They're absent, so they're going to vote absentee ballot.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's good. I want to get back into some other shit right now before Bob kicks me off. So I want to talk about I was listening to some previous recordings.
Hold on, Biggin. We're going to do that. But did you hear what was just saying now? You did hear all that, right?
Now, yeah, I heard all of it.
This was about Bob. This was about Bob. Once Bob approved the money, the tranche has been put through. The money will be there in the middle of the week. He's good. Trump's got the money. That's good. They're going forward with it. That's good. Now, they're going to be screaming, yelling, crying, wailing. Oh, my Jesus fucking God. You never heard? It's a coming. 7-11, honey. It's like a bad game of craps. It's bad. They think it'd be screaming. You never seen the people's eyes blowing up, hair falling off. They're going to set their hair on fire and run through the Congress. It's going to be... You ain't seen that. When Sheila Jackson Lee starts ripping her clothes off, by God, you know it's going to be a hell of a day. When Sheila Jackson Lee starts running through the Congress, naked as a jaybird, by God, you know it's a day then. You know what it is then. But they're going to be very distraught, very upset, very distraught. Because what Trump has done with this little Trump Leo is he has single-handedly nebulized the Republicans and the Democrats. He did it without either of them. You got to have us. You got to have... No, motherfucker, I don't got to have nothing. I got Bob. That's all I need. And I did it without you. Yeah.
So that's how you become the Viceroy.
That's right.
Got it.
What is the song go? What's the name of the song? And I got one less problem without you. How's that song go?
I never heard that one before.
Jermaine Harris.
You heard it before?
I got one less problem without you.
I got one less problem. It's Ariana Grande. Is that who it is?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I never heard of it, but I'm going to check it out. Jermaine says she knows now. So basically, if Trump, I remember the last call we were on and the lady said individualism. Is Trump kind of portraying that, setting the modality of making people be individuals? Because if you think about the last presidents, like you said, they're like, Obama do this, I need Obama to do that. And like Trump's fucking shit up so much that you have to take your power and be an individual to kind of like, you know, make it in the new society. Is that kind of like what Trump is doing with the mood of the world?
Give or take a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, that's... All right, so I want to talk about...
You can develop that. You can develop that.
Okay. I'll develop that more then. So, individuality, right? Like, if you think about everything that it's always been, it's like there's been cliques, there's been people wanting to follow and be like something that they portray on social media because people post this. Oh, damn, I got to have that. I got to be this. So when Tech Biden and social media came, I think tons of people forgot how to be themselves because they're looking at so many things from different perspectives and they don't know what they want to be because they don't know themselves. So is it almost coming back to where it's almost like ascension is an individual process? You're not going to ascend trying to bring your people with you. So is this all like a step-by-step process where you're kind of setting us, everyone up, and Bob's setting us up where it's like we're trying to make it as simple as possible so that you can ascend? And I guess the first part to ascension, you got to have individualism, right?
We say yes. It's not a corporate thing. Ascension is not a corporate thing. It's a one-at-a-time thing. One at a time. You're not going to have mass ascension. You may have mass hysteria, but you're not going to have mass ascension.
Got it. Okay. Can I talk to you about chromosome 14?
Of course, darling. Anything you want.
All right, cool. So I heard you say chromosome 14 is in the triangulum. So when I looked at what the triangulum is, it says that the triangulum is known as M33. So let me continue to finish because M33, my last name is McClinton. My number was 33. Before my grandfather died, his last words were, give him hell, 33. It wasn't like, Jack, do your thing, or like, I love you, grandson. It was like, give him hell, 33. It's like he wasn't even talking to me, but he was talking to something now. And if you look at where the world is now, it's almost like we're living in hell, right? So then I looked up the right triangle.
It's becoming.
Okay, yeah. It's becoming hell, right? So then I looked up, you know, triangulation. I hear you guys always talk about that shit. So the M33 got me connected to do more research. Then I looked at the right triangle. So I'm going to read something about the 30, 60, 90 degree triangle. So it says, it's the shape of a half of an equilateral triangle cut straight down the middle along its altitude. It has angles of 30, 60, 90. In any 30, 60, 90 triangle, you see the following. The shortest leg is across from the 30-degree angle. The length of the hypotenuse is always double the length of the shortest leg. And you could find the long leg by multiplying the short leg by the square root of 3. So the hypotenuse, for people that are listening, is the longest side in a right triangle, which is different from the long leg, right? So then if you look at the triangle, the hypotenuse is 14 inches long. So I'm thinking about like a triangle and triangulation, and with the fact that it's being 14 inches, and I remember you said I created the 14 degrees of freedom, and then it talks about doubling 7 and 14, and in the seventh ring, it talks about the 14 degrees of freedom. So is there something there with chromosome 14 and the triangulum? Because I know the triangulum is near Andromeda, and then you guys talk about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So is there
That's
any,
it is.
Like...
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Okay. Oh, it's in Andromeda.
It's actually, it's actually NGC 604. You know what the 6 is for?
No.
6 is the 6 is the where Bob's going.
Oh.
The 4 are the quadrants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the triangle is in Andromeda, right?
The septad, the 6.
Septad. So that's okay. Is that before or after the hexad?
Well, you'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, getting back to this, you said I came up with the 14 degrees of freedom, right? And triangulum is in Andromeda. What does the 14 degrees of freedom represent? Is there any correlation with M33? Do I need to, like, break this down more to start to understand what these angles are, because you always talk about juxtaposed positions and right triangles.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bob, you're turning Jack into Bucky Fuller. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't become
Bucky Fuller. You'll lose your mind. Don't do it.
All right, so I'm not going to talk about that shit anymore then. So, but I mean,
No, you certainly can. But if you do, here's what's going to happen. The Milky Way galaxy and the Andromeda galaxy are destined to collide.
Mm.
They're going to bump into each other.
Hmm. Okay.
And the M33 will be saturated in that initial smash up.
Is that good or bad?
That's Bob. It's his story.
Oh, Bob, is that good or bad? Bob, you there?
It'll be called,
what good or
it'll
bad?
Be called Milkomedia.
The colliding of the galaxies? Is that what you're asking?
If M33 being in the mix of that is good or bad in the colliding of the galaxies?
Oh, it's 50 minutes good, 50 minutes bad. That's the rule.
Okay. So there you go. So it's gonna be rough, but which one you gonna get first? But now see what's happened. The de-evolution. Okay, let's clean this up, Jack, because you got some big steps. You've got some big steps and little steps that you got to get straightened out here. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Easy. The problem is you got the individual human creator ascending. That's causing a problem because little people think they're not equal. Little people think they ain't getting paid right. Little people can't be happy. Little people, when you give them, some people can't make a living if you give it to them. Do you know this? They just can't make a living. And you give them the damn living and they still can't make it. Okay. So they feed the tech body with whatever power they've got. They've given it most everything because it's gloom, despair, and agony. So I've got energy to go protest, but I ain't got energy to feed my family. See the deal? I got time to do all that, and I can go live in a park if I can borrow a tent from somebody because I ain't got no tent. I ain't got no tent money. Y'all need to give me some cashy money, and I'll feel better. But they don't have that ability, so it makes them continually feel worse. And then Bob's supposed to be helping people, supposed to be loving people up. He says, hey, you son of a bitch, you're going to die. You're going to live eternal, but you're going to die. Bring out your dead. You're going to die in the FEMA cramp. You're going to have eternal life. We're going to cut your arms and legs off. You're going to be real happy. You're going to be real happy in this party of none. It's going to be pretty, pretty, pretty bad for you. You didn't listen then, so why are you listening now? So go ahead on with your bad self. Do what you're going to do. Go create some new disaster. Remember the words to the Portal 2 song? We played that till we're blue in the face, and now all of a sudden that shit's starting to come true. Now you see the tech body extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened is the little men have made such a mess Mm-hmm. But the tech body has become so strong, the tech body can get right in your face and say, we don't need you.
Yep.
We don't require you. We got this. Back to back your ass up and let me see what you got. Mm-hmm. And it's like, whoa, this ain't what we wanted to do. But, darling, isn't this exactly what happened with the original Ark of the Covenant? And this is exactly what happened with the temple? Isn't exactly why you don't have living water right now and shoe bread sitting on your altar? It's exactly what happened then. Now you're fighting heaven and earth trying to get it to you again. We're going to get it to you. Well, the ones we want are going to let have it, we are. But it'll be whosoever will. That's appropriate. That's good. We don't have a bias or a judge, but we can judge. We can. Now, y'all starting to use the angels to your advantage now that you're coming into your power. That's good. Because now you're starting to act like God. If you're going to be ascended, which you say you are, if you're going to be God, act like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can't tell how your ascension's going. That's the reason we had to make a stupid goddamn death by modern medicine test to find out if you're ascending or not. Is that not stupid? How stupid is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's rich. We're going to get the motherfuckers that killed us all these years and let them prove that we're going to be live forever. It's just too much. It's pretty good. It's pretty bad when the only thing Carol's been against her whole bid is big pharma and modern medicine. That's what she's been against the whole way through. That now she's going to save. It's just hysterical. Mm-hmm. Hysterical. You couldn't make it up. But it's perfect because it's 15 good and 15 bad. Midnight in the garden of good and evil. Okay? So now, the other side of the coin says something different. You have the obverse, you have the converse and the obverse. The obverse side, it's like heads or tails. Both are on the same coin. But which one's up is a procedural condition. There's your angles, your 33, what did you say? 33, 66, and 90?
30, 60, 90.
30, 60, 90. Okay, we like ours better. But 30, 60, 90 is okay. Because you can adjust. You can adjust the markers when that's the case. And adjusting the markers, if you write, justify every conversation. Now, see, Scott was trying to bring in the Z line, the other line on the quadrants, and we won't let him do that just yet because it's just going to confuse things. You don't have the first 3 degrees worked out. How are you going to add another axis to justify or juxtapose conditions to or from? It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
See? There's the rub. So you got to spin it like a gyroscope. And that's how you open the angel diagram. It's like a gyroscope. It starts spinning. And you have 14 degrees of freedom in each line of the 14 layers. Good. So you're starting to put that stuff together a little bit. Okay, now you're doing good now. You got the out.
The out what?
Sorry. Go ahead.
I know. Fuck. Can you keep going? Can you rewind and act like I didn't say nothing?
Nope.
You said we got something, then you stopped.
Well, you stopped us. So let's stop. Start. Ask your questions.
All right. So we're staying with that. So I was listening to the Revelation series. You talked about the seven seals, right? So there's seven.
Yeah.
So does that mean there's seven seals of heaven, or is that like the seven levels of heaven? Is that the same thing?
No, the seals, those seals are what keep things secret from the little man. And once those start breaking, then that's when you start the vile judgment, and you have the different churches, and each church had a different letter warning them or telling them about stuff or what to do or what to look out for. And then the vile judgments, and then the two harlots, and then the little book.
Mm-hmm. So
and then the white stone gets
seals.
Named.
White stone gets so But you, I learned in the Revelation, you said that the seals are opening right now. So,
yes.
If the seals are opening, that means that that power is coming and that that heaven on earth is almost here. So you talk about the seven seals. Okay, great. So the seven seals, and then you take the seventh ring, which introduces the 14 degrees of freedom. What is the connection with the seven?